From the Chattahoochee Tech Studio, welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Thursday, January 20th, and happy 92nd birthday to astronaut Buzz Aldrin.
I like to be associated with the fact that I was on the first lunar landing mission instead of being the second man to walk on the moon. But it doesn't bother me particularly. It irritates the heck out of my father, though.
I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories. Kennesaw opened a new $10.5 million Adams Park Recreation Center. The Kennesaw mayor touted development in the State of the City address. The Cobb School Board will consider scrapping online sign-up for public comment. Justin Harris's affairs have become a topic in the hot car murder case. Cobb Democratic reps hosted a redistricting meeting last night. And finally, Must Ministries seeks food donations from unwanted EBT cards. You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
Mayor Derek Easterling cut the ribbon on his city's new recreation center Tuesday, unveiling the brand new 42,000 square foot building that hosts multi-purpose courts, an elevated walking and running track, and fitness rooms. The recreation center was funded by special purpose local option sales taxes at a cost of about $10.5 million. The price had previously been projected at $11 million. Some of the funds were 2016 SPLOST dollars. The rest will be paid back with SPLOST dollars for the tax approved in 2020, which began collecting at the start of 2022. Construction lasted 13 months. The facility includes 3 basketball courts with alternate lines painted that allow them to be used for other sports. The facility also includes fitness rooms where classes can be held. A walkway surrounding the basketball courts can be used for walking or running. There won't be a membership fee, but citizens must purchase a $5 card so the city knows who's accessing the building.
Mama told me when I was young, sit beside me.
As the opening chords of Simple Man by Lynyrd Skynyrd boomed from loudspeakers, Mayor Derek Easterling took the stage to give his annual State of the City address on Tuesday. As luck would have it, Mayor Easterling was able to tout his city while speaking in its brand new $10.5 million Adams Park Recreation Center, which he had cut the ribbon on an hour before the speech. Speaking to the Kennesaw Business Association, he centered his remarks around the city's growth, especially in the downtown district. The creation of a downtown entertainment district with lax open container rules, as well as more apartments near the downtown, have helped the area become more popular. He cited a laundry list of new projects and developments in the city, including housing complexes and subdivisions greenlighted by the city council. He also ticked through road and traffic projects, new walking trails, upgrades to parks, and a new amphitheater. All of this serves, he said, to make Kennesaw a live, work, play community. Seven months ago, the Cobb County Board of Education switched to an online registration format for the public comment portion of its board meetings. This Thursday, the board will consider whether to revert back to its old practice of having members of the public sign up in person to address the board. The policy, if approved, would require residents to sign up on a physical sheet, which will be made available starting 30 minutes before each meeting. Board Chairman David Chastain said the online sign-up had created problems with participants signing up and not showing up, creating confusion about who was taking their spot. If the board returns to in-person registration, it'll be first come, first served. In other business, the board will consider approving a loan of up to $100 million to fund its various SPLOST construction projects in between the cycles of the sales tax. Known as a bridge loan, the cash will keep projects moving forward until the county's new sales tax, known as EdSPLOST 6, begins generating revenue in 2023. An attorney for Justin Ross Harris, the man convicted of intentionally killing his infant son by leaving him in a hot car in 2014, argued before the Supreme Court of Georgia that an adulterer does not necessarily a murderer make. Mitch Durham told justices Tuesday that simultaneously trying Mr. Harris in 2016 for murder charges in the death of Cooper Harris and sex crimes for his liaisons with underage women had been so inflammatory as to compromise the trial. Harris, currently serving a life sentence in Macon State Prison, was not present for Tuesday's virtually conducted oral arguments. The Supreme Court didn't immediately render a ruling. Justices, however, seemed to have more skepticism for Cobb Assistant DA Linda Dunikoski's case than they did Durham's.
Engineered Solutions is your locally owned and operated commercial and residential foundation company that specializes in foundation repair, basement waterproofing, and crawl space encapsulation.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to.
678-ESOG-MOW. That man ate all our shrimp and two plastic lobsters.
Tis no man. Tis a remorseless eating machine. Arr.
There's a new spot to get your seafood fix in Smyrna. Here's Matt Golden with that story.
The Captain's Boil, a seafood restaurant with major success in Canada, has opened its first U.S. location in Smyrna. The restaurant, inspired by Louisiana-style seafood boils, hosted a ribbon-cutting and grand opening on January the 13th at the Cumberland Mall. Amongst the Cobb Chamber of Commerce employees and members who attended the ribbon cutting was Aziz Hoshman, chairman of Captain's Boil US. With a customizable menu for customers, the Captain's Boil offers a multitude of fresh catches, including shrimp, crab legs, lobsters, mussels, clams, and crawfish. Known for their four mouth-watering flavors to choose from, the restaurant offers garlic, lemon pepper, Cajun, or its signature house sauce, combining all three. Paired with classic side dishes, customers can also choose their preferred heat level from non-spicy, spicy, medium, or fire for the spice lovers. After the ribbon cutting in the afternoon, the restaurant opened its doors for the public at 6 p.m. for feasts and festivities, including face painting, balloon tying, free samples, and live music. For more on this story, please go to mdjonline.com. For the Marietta Daily Journal podcast, I'm Matt Golden.
Three of Cobb's Democratic legislators hosted a meeting last night to brief the public on the ongoing redistricting process. State Representatives Eric Allen, Terry Anulowitz, and David Wilkerson took feedback on the proposed new boundaries for the Cobb County Commission and Board of Education districts. The General Assembly will adopt new boundaries in this year's legislative session. Representative Allen is the chairman of the 21-member Cobb County Legislative Delegation, and Terry Anulowitz is vice chair. Some families around Cobb County and Georgia have begun receiving an unexpected bit of mail in recent weeks, pandemic EBT or PEBT cards. Georgia's Division of Family and Children's Services began sending out the federally subsidized cards, also known as food stamps, in recent weeks to families whose children qualify for free or reduced school lunches. In a twist, however, some households who wouldn't have normally qualified are still getting the cards. In response to parents who say they either don't need or don't want the extra benefits, Marietta-based Must Ministries is calling for help. The nonprofit, which helps get food and other resources to homeless and struggling residents, has asked parents who would otherwise discard the PEBT cards to use them to purchase and donate groceries. Must's biggest needs are non-perishable food goods, but it's also happy to accept staples like eggs, meat, and dairy. Donations can be brought to 1280 Field Parkway in Marietta from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. through Saturday. When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored.
At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at CarmichaelFuneralHomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes.
Are you struggling to find the right home in these tough markets? Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake of Drake Realty, with 7 offices across Metro Atlanta and 2 right here in Cobb County. The real estate market in Cobb County can be competitive. That's why you need a team on your side. My team of over 700 agents is one of the biggest in the county, and we have been turning dreams into realities for 28 years now. Next time you decide to buy or sell in Cobb, trust the team that knows the lay of the land. Visit us online at drakerealty.com.
Thanks for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash briefing or your Google Home briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.
Be creative, innovative, passionate. Be excellent, inspiring, driven. Be faithful, disciplined, prepared. At Union University, you will thrive in a Christ-centered community and be equipped for success in your life and career. Begin your journey today. At Union University, be transformed.